So each term has a code, and just like when you go into your bank, I suppose you use, a bank, or you can do it online. There are all kinds of transactions, but you see just what to do. But in the back end, there are all kinds of codes to, and in your number, your bank account number, it
Yes.
says what kind of bank, what type of account, and then the number. So it is all, it really relies on codes. And for example, when Ernesto Jorge Moraes, he has been presenting in Iceland, he can use Portuguese terms in nursing terms, and then he just looks at the code, goes to the browser, and then he can find the Icelandic term, or Norwegian, or Danish, or Japanese, or Chinese. For example, in Europe, within the EU, now there is a project going on there, International Patient Summary, and we need to use, for example, a common terminology. So we can just look at the code, and you come to Iceland and you break your leg, and somebody wants to in Iceland wants to see what kind of if you have taking medications or what kind of nursing problems you may have had. Then you can look at the code and look it up in Icelandic. Data, nursing data that can be created with this terminology, makes all kinds of research so much easier.